ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। थैंक यू वेरी मच गिविंग मी अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक बिफोर ऑल रियलाइज्ड सोल्स। Actually, I got nervous just now when I saw 10-3-32. 23, not 2. So I say, what is this? When I have somehow other... So then I checked up mine, no, this is not... And here, 10-2-32, not 10-3. Because it was open here, 10-3. So... Then I came a little in senses. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse 32. ये अन्य अरविंदाक्ष विमुक्त मानिना त्वयी अस्ता भावद विशुद्धाय विबुद्धाय आरुद्ध कृच्छन परम पद ततः पतंत आधो नादता युष्मत अघधम सो आई विल रीड नाउ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट श्रील प्रभुपाद. So this is the comment in the beginning stated by Srila Prabhupada. Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who not devotees but who have accepted different process for attaining salvations. What happened to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, now the translation starts. Oh, these are the prayers by demigods. O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penance to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard to your lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Aside from devotee, there are many other non-devotees known as karmis, jnanis,
yogis, philanthropists, artists, politicians, impersonalists, and Buddhists. There are many varieties of non-devotees who have their respective ways of liberation. But simply because they do not know the shelter of Lord's lotus feet, although they falsely think that they have been liberated and elevated to the highest position, they fall down, as clearly stated by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 9:3, asadhana purusha dharmasya parantapa aprayashyama nivartante mrityu sansar vartamani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me. O conqueror of foes, but return to the birth and death in the material world. It does not matter whether one is karmi, jnani, yogi, philanthropic, politicians, or whatsoever, if one has no love for the lotus feet of Lord, one fall down, that is the verdict given by Lord Brahma in this verse. There are persons who advocate accepting any process, and you say that whatever process one accepts will lead to the same goal. But that is reputed in this verse. Where such person are referred to as Bimukta Mamani, means signifying that although they think they have attained the highest perfection, in fact, they have not. In the present day, big politicians all over the world think that by seemingly they can occupy the highest political post, that of a president or the prime minister, but actually see that even in the life of such big prime ministers and the president and other politicians, because of being non-devotee, fall down patanti abadha. To become president or prime minister is not easy. One must work very hard, avaruddha krachena, to achieve the post. And even though one may reach to his goal at any time, one may be kicked down by material nature. In human society, there have been many instances of which great exalted politician have fallen from the government and became lost in the historical oblivion. The cause of this abhishuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is impure. As stated, na te buddhaya swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.31. One achieve the perfection life by becoming the devotee of Vishnu. But people do not know this. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 12.5, krasyo adhikarta adhikartaram tesham abhyakta asakta chetasham. Person who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take the devotional service, but who instead are attached to the impersonal voidism, must undergo great labor to achieve their goals. I've done mistake by making copy of it, which is the small words. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.4, To achieve understanding, such persons work very, very hard or undergo severe austerity, but their hard labor and austerity themselves are their only achievement, for they do not actually achieve the real goal of life. Dhruva Maharaj at first wanted to achieve the great material kingdom and greater material position than his father. But when he was actually favored by Lord, who appeared before him to give him the benediction as desired, Dhruva Maharaj refused, saying, saying that Samiti Kirthartho Asmi Varanam Pyas, saying that now I am fully satisfied, I do not want any material benediction. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas Subodhini 728. This is the perfection of life. Yam labdha chapar labham manyate na adhikam tata. If one achieves the shelter of Lord's lotus feet, one is fully satisfied and does not need to ask for any material benediction. At night, no one can see the lotus, for blossoms only during the daytime. Therefore, the Lord Arvindakshay is significant. The word and Arvindakshay is significant. One who is not captivated by the lotus eye or the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality is in darkness, exactly like one who cannot see lotus. One who one who has not come to the point of seeing the lotus eye of the transcendent form of Swayam Sundar is a failure. That Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanam Santa Sada Hrdaya Shri Viloch Yanti. So those who are attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in love always see the Lord's lotus eye and lotus feet, whereas those who cannot see the Lord's beauty are therefore classified as as Ananta Andhra Yashva Nivardaha, or neglected to the Lord's personal form. Those who neglect the Lord's form are surely failure on every path of life, but one who develop even little love for the personality of Godhead, one is liberated liberated without difficulties, svalpa sya dharmasya trayate mahate guna. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of God had recommended Bhagavad Gita's 9:34, man manava mahavad bhakto madhyaji manamashkaro, simply think of me, become a devotee, worship me, and offer some slight homage to me. Simply by this process, one is guaranteed to return home, back to Godhead, thus attain the highest perfection. O Lord, further explain in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhut Prasanatma Sochiti Nakanchati, Samesha Sarvesu Bhuteshu, Mad Bhakto Labhate Param. And another place, Bhakta Mama Avijanati, Yavana Tashya Chashmi Tattva Taha Tattva Tato va tatvo va gyatva bhishte tad anyatram. And at the end, it is stated, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In this state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. One can understand the Supreme Personality of God as he is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into kingdom of God. Reading some portion of this 10th canto, part 2, and I understand that prior to that, position of the devotees who are, as stated in verse 28, that people sometimes mistakenly consider Lord Brahma is a creator or Vishnu is maintainer and Shiva is annihilator, but actually devotee knows very well that actually Lord Krishna is the cause of all causes. Those people who have no knowledge, they can consider, because Lord has given power to the people and distributed works. And then in 29 explained about that why Lord comes here, Paritraya Sadhunam, and 30 explains that how by association of devotee and by Navada Bhakti, one can reach to get that perfection. And then on 31 said that we need Guru Krishna Kripa, then only we can understand the purpose of life. Now, here is explained that non-devotee, that definition is explained here, that aside from devotee, there are many people and they come in the category actually non-devotee. Others non-devotee, known as karmi, jnani, and yogis, philanthropics, and all that people, politicians, impersonations, wildest, actually, they are in KG. And until unless they pass KG, they cannot understand, they cannot go to first standard. And first standard means the conclusion of Gita, to surrender to Lord and to get rid of cycle of birth and death. Now, until unless they understand Bhagavad Gita, you see, whatever type of work they may be doing, people are very proud of doing philanthropic works. Just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Pune at that time, I said his story previously, that so he wanted to collect money for Juhu temple. And many top people of Pune were there present in the meeting. And many, Mr. Malhotra was there. And at that time, when he asked for money, and he was collecting 3 crores of rupees for Juhu temple, so why you are spending so much of money for the purpose of this temple? You need, actually, we need hospitals, we need, you know, schools, philanthropic work. So Prabhupada said, well, everybody is doing, practically 99% of the people throughout the world you will find, because all big university throughout the world, these churches have made all, you go the history of all the big university, you'll find that they are all made by churches, all philanthropic work. So everybody is doing that work, and I'm not against that, Srila Prabhupada said, but my only concern at this time is I want to make temple. Then he gave an example. Mr. Malhotra, you know Mr. Birla? Yes, I know Birla very well. I stay with them when I go to Calcutta. Then suppose there is a dispute between in the family, and the son has taken the share and has gone out, and you meet him in Switzerland. All of a sudden you see that he is begging on the street. Because most of the people who beg on the street in Bombay or anywhere we see, people give some money or something, or some beggars, they give them, okay, you want cloth, you want books, you want some medicine, you this, that. But if you meet Mr. Birla's son, what you will do? Suppose he is begging, suppose. So immediately I'll take it in my car and say, why you are begging? He said, well, he said, uncle, I need an injection of LSD because I took money from my parents and everything is lost. Girl has cheated me and everything is gone. Now I'm begging on the street and I need injection. Okay, sit down in my car. And then he comes home and he's giving him, calling a doctor and giving all possible medicines. And after, just like the story, Portugal child in Bible. So afterwards, Mr. Malhotra phoned Birla, your son has come and he's staying with me. And, he's very sorry, repenting and saying, I really don't want from my, I want only pardon from my father. So he says, oh, don't worry. You have not to come. I'll come by my charter plane and I will take my son and he can again become the owner of my property fully if he is ready and willing to follow the instruction, which is our family tradition. So Mr. Malhotra gave this example and he told these people that, you see, most of the people are doing philanthropic work for the purpose of solving their one day problem, one day lunch, one day meal, one day medicine or something like that. Now, helping the people on the street the way the people are doing, that is good? Or these lost children who have lost their connection with their father, that's why they are miserable? Or connecting the person to the father, that is more important? And everybody agreed, yes, connecting the lost son to father is very important. And that's why then people gave a lot of donation. And that's the way the story Srila Prabhupada wanted. He gave that story to them. So this is very important, that Whatever people are doing, let them do that work, but they have to come down to... But most of the people, they don't know even. They don't know even why we should make temples. What is the purpose? So by merely taping, okay, some the builder's son has come to his father's place. What is the purpose? For that purpose, actually, we need a guru. Without the help of a guru, we cannot understand anything. People are so much busy for the material advancement or economic development that they don't understand anything, and they are working hard, so much hard. If you ask them that why they are working so hard, there is one story mentioned there that because people have no time to come to the temple even. What is the use of making temple if people have no time? They are so busy, everything fast. Fast food and fast train or everything. So one sadhu, he reached one king. He came to one king and he wanted to give him some, just like Chitraketu Maharaj's story. But the king was not at all interested. He was ready and willing to give a lot of donation to this sadhu, but he was not at all interested to talk about Krishna. So sadhu was very intelligent. Usne bola that if you all right, if you have so much respect for me, I am asking you one thing. Can you help me? Give employment to one person whom you think he is fool number one. So now, okay, I'll give whatever you will say, I will do. And then he asked his minister, you find out a fool. He could trace out, because if one person who was cutting a tree, a branch in which he was sitting, he understood this must be a great fool, because he's cutting the same branch. So when he said, oh, you will fall down. Oh, you are some great astrologer. You are telling me that I'll fall down. And after some time, he has really fallen down. And he immediately came to that man, says, you are great. You are knowing that I'm going to fall down. So he took to the king and finally he was giving one danda. Say, you can take round of my city and you will be given sufficient money. But at one time, what happened, making a story short, that one time the king was very old. So when he was very old, everybody was coming to see this king. So when they were coming to see this king, so somebody told him, the king has given you this fool, that the king has given so much facility to you. Why don't you go and see him? They just see he is at the last stage of his life. So he came there. And he to find out what is the position, he was inquiring. But he says, no, I'm leaving the world, I'm going. But where are you going? I'll come with you. No, you cannot come. Oh, yes, yes, I will not come, because you must be going with your queen. No, nobody can go there. Who then? Who are your soldiers? How you are going with your horses? This, that, so many questions, 100 questions this man has asked. He says, no, I cannot take my horses, I cannot take my money. What you are taking to in the way, what you are going to eat, I cannot take anything, I cannot take one pie with me. But I'm very thankful to you, you have done so much service to me, king said, and I want you to retire and give this work to some more intelligent fool. so that, you know, I want to reward you. I'll give you enough money so you can live. So you are giving me this position to find out. Yes. So he said, so please find out a greater fool. And immediately he took his own stick and gave it to the king. He says, why you are giving, what fool you are? Now I'm a fool, but you are Mahapool. Well, why? When you knew it when in advance that nothing you can take with you, nothing will go with you, and you're working throughout your life like anything. So, who will be the biggest fool? Who can be a better fool than you? So, better you take this thing. At that time, this king, you know, he got some realization. And at that realization, he said, please tell me, who are you? You are not a fool. Then he said, my Guru Maharaj gave me work for me. He told me that, you see, this king, we have to save him. He's a nice person. And he asked me, that's why I acted like a fool. And now, please, then he, thereafter, you know, he was interested to take his spiritual life. Just like Chitraketu, he was not interested in the beginning. He wanted an only son only. So this is the, until unless we get association of a devotee. So first of all, we need association of devotee. But as is stated here, that, you see, if we want spiritual progress, there is no other way. But as Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, that therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, man manava bhad bhakto madhyaji ma namaskaro. Simply think of me. Now, how one will think about Krishna? One requires guidance. Without guidance, it is not possible. So we need, first of all, we need Guru. And we have to go to Guru. He will tell us. Otherwise, whatever we will be doing in the material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, actually, first of all, it requires some sukriti. 7:28, that until unless somebody has done some pious activity in the previous life, it is very difficult to get even the association of devotee, and one cannot hear Srimad Bhagavatam also, because he will come out with some excuses. And merely because, as stated, some jnanis here, in jnanis or karmis, they may work like anything, but they don't know even what is the purpose of life, why they are working, what they are going to achieve. You see, as I said, Bahunam Janmante Gyanman Ma Prapajante Vasudev, after many, many births, they will come to know that surrender to Krishna. What is the meaning of surrender to Krishna? As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, surrender to me. Now that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. This all stories and kathas, everything is being explained to us only for the purpose of so that we can surrender to Krishna. Now surrender to Krishna, we need desire. If we have desire, then Krishna will make our Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridaya Se Ajantrishti. Lord is sitting and he will make arrangement. Yo Yathamam. I will fulfill the desire of person. So he will make arrangement to us. But there must be desire. And desire, then once the desire is there, then the method is stated in Bhagavad Gita. A scientific method is stated in Bhagavad Gita, not this method which is stated by today's materialistic people. They are non-devotees and they are wasting their time. The human life they are wasting, whether they are politicians or they are philanthropic or they are karmis, yogis, or whoever they may be. They are all wasting their time, because if they can understand this subject, that what is the purpose of life, once they understand, then Lord will make all arrangement. There must be desire. Rest everything will be done by Lord. And as is stated in Bhagavad Gita, he will suggest how to make progress. Not only this, Manmanavan Bhakto Madhyaji Manamaskaro. He will suggest what we should do. Guru will suggest what you should eat. What patram pushpam phalam to you should eat. Or if you are eating anything which is not offered to Lord, bhujyante te agham papam jo pachanta atmakaram, they are eating only sin. So Guru will tell them that you have to eat food after offering to Lord. Whatever work you are doing is a wastage of time. Yeah, 927 was that yat karoshi. Until unless we are mad arpanam, we are whatever we work we are doing, if we are not offering to Lord, as Bhagavad Gita says, any work whatever you are doing is binding you for further karma. So any karma which we are doing, if it is not connected to Krishna, that karma itself will bind us and will take you to hell. That karma, and we hell means punapurjanam punapimarnam, again and again we will get involved. So once we become serious on that, then Lord will make arrangement. He will make arrangement, He will send Guru, and then the purpose will be, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, jaya dekho tahe karo, the story of Kurma Brahman or Vasudev, that you have not to give up your work, you have not to give up your family, you just stay where you are, do your work, take care of your family, and jare dekho tare kaho, means whomever you meet, you tell him about Krishna. If you tell about Krishna to that person, that is the perfection of life. We can live very comfortably in this life, and by this method, by following this method, we will achieve perfection, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 1878. We get prosperity, we get, you know, Lakshmi, we get everything, whatever we want, we'll get. Krishna will fulfill our desire. Otherwise, we will get more and more involved in our material activities, and we will never be in position to achieve the goal of life. Goal of life, Srila Prabhupada has stated that, you see, the very simple way, four things in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, in the end, Srila Prabhupada said, oh, there is one book. This book is, Bhagavad Gita is not a book for some Hindu religion. Nowhere Hindu world is used in Bhagavad Gita. This is a book of science. Only one book. Only one God. Krishna. Krishna is not some Hindu God. And what's that? And only one mantra. That is stated in Kali Santara Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the only purpose of life is to surrender to Lord. Because Jivare Sarupa Hoye Nitya Krishna Das, that is our constitutional position. We have forgotten our constitutional position, and until unless we understand the science how to achieve perfection of life, means Jivare Sarupa Hoye Nitya Krishna Das, how we can become servant of Lord. Once we have that desire, then we have not to waste our time for the so many material activities, because one has to be satisfied whatever one has got. And once we understand that point, that as Vamandev told Bali Maharaj, one has to be satisfied. we will get satisfaction in every situation of life, whether we are poor, whether we are middle class, or whether we are rich people. Today, the situation is that nobody is satisfied. They are more they are earning, more miserable they are becoming. So once we understand this science as stated in Bhagavatam, then we can achieve the perfection of life, the goal of life. Hare Krishna. Any comment or any question? Because I want to finish in time, otherwise I'll get some. Granthas Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.